Brown joins us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. Robin, I appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Jim.
So you're down to your final five, and it started out with 100 applicants. I know you were on the show with us a week or so ago talking about the process that the search committee was going through. And so through Zoom and all the interviews that you've done, you've pared it down to this five. And without getting into too many specifics about the final five candidates, just kind of take us through this journey that the search committee's gone through, because we had Chris Anks on, who's part of the committee. He said that, you know, so many good names, probably 10 to 15 names, didn't make the final cut. All coaches that certainly had the pedigree and the reputations and the resume to probably be among the finalists. So it was a tough choice for the search committee just to get it down to this five.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. It was really hard. We were hoping to bring 3 to 4 to campus, and we just could not get it down. Just every time we cut another name, we just felt like we might be losing out on something great. And so we ended up with 5, which if we ended up with any of these 5, we'd be in a great, great position. They're all great coaches.
When you look at, I just want to mention the Darren Chivarini thing for a moment, because I know that you confirmed that with the local paper, that the Darren Chivarini, former Buffs OC, associate head coach, had applied for the job. And then he withdrew his name because he's up for some NFL assistant coaching positions. That has to feel pretty good when you're CMU and you're on the search committee, that somebody like a Darren Chivarini, D1 experience, NFL experience, that a guy like that would consider CMU being a really good opportunity for him.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing story, and it talks about how coveted this position really is, and it explains why we had over 100 applicants. So, yeah, it's incredibly flattering that he applied. When it came through, I kind of chuckled and thought it was a joke. And then we talked to him, and he was serious. And then when he called back and said that he was entertaining some NFL offers, it was even, the whole thing is kind of fun and entertaining and very complimentary of our program. So, yeah, that's a great, great news story.
Now, it's my understanding, too, and you can confirm or deny, that Steve Spurrier's son, Scott Spurrier, applied for the job.
Yeah, I could say that we got a candidate that was a Spurrier. Yeah.
Okay, all right, very good.
We can confirm that, yeah.
Okay, we can confirm that the old ball coach is one of his baby boys applied for the job.
Yeah.
I think it was South Florida, I believe, is where Scott Spurrier has been working the last couple of years. Robin Brown, who's in charge of the CMU Football Search Committee, with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. When you look at the five candidates, what are the things that they have in common, Robin, that they got them to this point, in your opinion and the search committee's opinion, just in terms of qualities that they all bring to the table? What are some of those things that really stood out to get this group into being the final five?
So I think the reason we really got down to this five is because of the number of coaches and people in football across the West that called us advocating for these final five. And so I've been inundated with phone calls and emails from D1 coaches. I mean, I've heard from great people, and it's really been fun to be on their call list. Just advocating for each of these five, and every one of them have great character references. We believe them to be great men that will be great leaders for our program, but also they have winning records. They've done a lot with the programs they've been in. They're all great coaches. And all of them have either a connection. Well, actually, every one of them has a connection to Grand Junction and feel called to bring their families here and be here. And so while I'm not going to say it's not a stepping stone for some, I think it'll be a long stepping stone. So we're willing to take a chance on all of them.
All right. Robin Brown with us this morning with the CMU Football Search Committee joining us on the Team Sports Network. So the interviews got pared down with Zoom calls. And so the five candidates will be on campus this weekend for face-to-face interviews. It's a big weekend with the rivalry weekend with Fort Lewis and Western Colorado in on the hardwood. So it's a great weekend to bring in these candidates to see what the environment is at Colorado Mesa. But kind of take us through the process of what that's going to be like interviewing these five candidates in person.
So we have two candidates here already that we'll start with today. We have one tomorrow and two on Saturday. And they will meet with, obviously President Marshall has some time with them. They'll meet with players. They all have players meetings. They'll meet the CMU coaches. There's like a open house for all the different coaches we have in the coaches hallway. You know, I'm sure you've been up there, Jim. They're all in close quarters.
Right.
So the fact that it's important that this coach gets along with all the other coaches and fits in. And then we have a community group that we've invited, kind of a VIP group of former CMU alum and football players, some of our boosters that will also meet with them. And so then also it is fun, as you mentioned, the candidates that are here today, of course, will have tickets to Battle in Bronson tonight for wrestling. Tomorrow we have basketball as well. And then, of course, Saturday night's going to be super fun with the Blizzard in Bronson. So, yeah, it's a full 3 days. And I'm really hopeful that we'll come to a conclusion by Saturday night and be making an announcement Sunday morning. And then, of course, we will hopefully have made it by the February 1st signing deadline. And so I know many parents are very anxious right now waiting to see who the final hire is. And we'll want to talk to him as soon as that's announced.
So after the candidates meet President Marshall and boosters and some of the folks you're talking about in football alum, how will that process work on Saturday night? When do you guys roll up your sleeves, sit down? Okay, we have these five candidates. We've met them in person. Yep. What's the everybody's their take, their evaluation of these five candidates? How does that process work to lead you to maybe announcing something Sunday at noon or something like that?
So as we go through the process, we will be getting feedback from all the different groups that are meeting with him and the people. And I can guarantee we'll be receiving a lot of feedback as well. And so we'll just gather all that together. The search committee will narrow it down to a final recommendation that we will make to President Marshall. And then President Marshall will probably think on it Saturday night. And we hope to get that recommendation to him Saturday night. And then he will think on it and hopefully come to a decision that we will announce, I would suspect, sometime Sunday. Well, of course, he has to make the offer and get it approved. We hope all that goes very quickly. But, yeah, I think we're all hoping for a decision no later than Sunday.
If it comes down to a tiebreaker, will President Marshall go out, run some pass patterns with these guys, have them throw them a few passes, evaluate maybe their arm strength a little bit? And is that going to be the tiebreaker process if you just can't come to a conclusion?
I think that is a fabulous idea, yeah. And I will bring it up to President Marshall today.
But he has to do it like Rich Eisen with the NFL Network, full three-piece suit and the floor chimes. Yeah, he has to have the dress shoes on while he goes out and runs pass patterns.
That is his standard uniform. I think he even wears it on the weekend. So
okay, well then he'll be perfect. He'll be ready to go for whatever situation might lie ahead, and deciding who the next coach is going to be. Hey, Robin, thanks for coming on today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim. And I just have to say that the fact that your two major points of discussion today are the CMU coach and the Broncos coach is just really exciting for us, and we're excited about all the energy around this decision. So thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. All right, Robin Brown joining us today. Take care, and good luck with the selection. All right, so appreciate Robin coming on today to talk about the Maverick coaching.